Hello. Good evening. Exciting start for the night. Obviously, we sat at our pick at 43 and turned in a card that we're very excited about. Jonathan Banks, cornerback from Mississippi State. A couple of things that were very intriguing and very exciting for us as an organization is obviously a captain of his football team. He's a very mature, young 23-year-old, married with a little one. He's the Jim Thorpe winner, and he played in one of the toughest leagues, the SEC, as a starter in over 45 games and, would take the number one guy off of every team. And that's a tough call and a tough road to hoe as a corner in the SEC. So we're excited about him, not only his skill set, his ability, but what he brings on and off the football field. He's known as a great community man as well, and we're really excited to bring him to our organization. I'll let Coach say some words.
Well, I think Mark has said really had a great description of the young man, and we are really excited. I know as a coaching staff, Dan Mullen, his head coach at Mississippi State, a friend of ours, couldn't say enough great things. A winner is the word that kept coming out of his mouth, and we agree. His body of work is very, very impressive in, as Mark said, the toughest football conference in college football. So can't wait to get him here, and he can't wait to get here. That's the best part.
Move Eric Wright to slot corner, which I think you guys believe is maybe a better spot. Does this allow that? Is that something you would want to do right away with Banks now and Revis?
Well, Eric played inside, in the nickel. I think that all comes as a result of competition. You let it play out, whatever's best, and then you move the parts. But the thing that we've been able to do is get the parts to move, to have them here to be able to do that and have some flexibility, and that's exciting.
Mark, he was early on before the combine, just kind of in that battle, maybe the second-ranked cornerback behind Milner there. Then he had kind of a slow 40 time. Was there any concern there, or was he kind of always y'all's second or one of your top-rated guys on the board, regardless of round?
Well, I would say this on Jonathan. He was always high on our board, because we went into the senior season and we already had good grades on him coming up through the season. He played well again this year to win the Jim Thorpe Award. So he's been a consistent football player. For us, the one thing people keep talking about, the speed, he did run at the combine his time. He ran at his pro day of 4.55. But the one thing that was important for us as an organization, when the coaches watched him, when the scouts watched him, is you never felt that, because he's got such good instincts, such good length, and such good ball skills that you never felt, are you concerned about the deep speed? Are you concerned about – no, because you love the length of the player. You love the ball skills. And when he had to push and shove and run when he needs to run and get in position when he needs to get in position, he did a great job of that. And so that was – that probably helped us get him at 43.
Was this a position that you were targeting, or was this just best player available pick?
It was a combination. It was our highest grade because we did like Jonathan Banks going into this draft, but certainly it's a position that we felt like we could continue to strengthen and that we wanted to strengthen. So it was a good combination at this pick.
Greg, what is it that he does that makes him such a good fit for your scheme?
Well, he's really, really diverse in what he does in their scheme. And, we ask our corners to do a lot, everything from press to bail to bait and to being off and, rotating, all those things. And he's done all that, and he's shown that he can do that. I really like the way he plays the game. And as Mark said, he's the captain, and he's the guy who – he was the guy who made their defense go, period. And you love that, especially in a corner. That doesn't happen very often.
Mark, talk about your ability, and I know it's just the first pick in the draft so far for you guys, but – to revamp the secondary after, which was a focus of yours in the offseason.
Yeah, that's kind of what we talked about. Thankfully, when we first introduced Deshaun Goldson up here, he said, let's get through the draft, let's get through this whole process first before we take a look at what the secondary actually looks like. And we're excited about it. Obviously, our Coach Oden and Coach Halfley are very excited about it, and the secondary coaches, and so is Coach Sheridan. But as an organization, we are. We felt like so far we've really improved the entire talent of that position. And obviously that was a key focus for us as an organization in the offseason by bringing Eric Wright back, by bringing in Deshaun Goldson, by making what we feel was a dramatic trade for Darrell Revis, and now adding a Jonathan Banks. We've increased the size, the physicality, and the ball skills also. When you think about Banks, Eric Wright, and Darrell Revis with exceptional ball skills, and then the physicality that we're bringing with the safety. We're very excited about what our secondary looks like.
Well, last night, just said about the physicality of Banks, a buck 85 in the league, going on press coverage against some of these bigger wide receivers. Still think you know, he can handle that.
I do. Yeah, I think, you know, again, he's playing in that league, in the Southeast Conference, the same as a lot of the guys he's playing in this league. You know, they're a couple years younger, but he's a strong, rangy guy, and Mark said it, he's a mature guy, you know, and whatever that means, he plays physically strong.
Return has been an area that you guys wanted to look for somebody last year. He's done that in college. Are you looking at him to be a candidate for the return job as well?
Well, we give everybody a chance who has any kind of history at that to doing it. So certainly he's going to get his shot, and whether he ends up being our returner, you have no idea of knowing. But he has gone back there and done it sometimes, so we'll get a look at him.
What was last night like for you guys? Did you come close to making a deal to move up?
Well, last night we talked. I mean, we talk about a lot of different opportunities, a lot of different thoughts. You know, last year we were very aggressive. This year we decided to stay a little patient and just kind of talk through how the board was coming together. We felt like we could sit back and watch this board because we liked the way it was unfolding. And, you know, that's a risk, but it's calculated risk, and that's the way we looked at it. And that's, for us, that's why we stood pat at 43, because we were happy with the way the board continued to unfold and continue to drop for what fixed in terms of what our board and the highest-ranked players on our board. So there was always talk about it. You know, that's what probably took us a little bit longer to get down here today, is because we're still talking about the third-round pick and whether we want to move around with that one, too, in either direction. So we're still fluid, but this one we felt like, let's stay patient. The board's coming to us, and sometimes you have to go the other way and just sit at the pick and make it.
Did you try to make this? Is this about where you thought Banks might go? Not that it matters a lot, but just about the range you projected he'd be?
You're trying to get me to say it. We were surprised he was on the board, weren't you? He was on, yeah, that's exactly right. Now, let me say it this way. We sat pat with the hope that there was a possibility, and sometimes, you know, some people – you know, you can look at the 40 times, and that can affect it. It does. And that was part of the evaluation, part of the calculation we took into it to say, can this affect his draft status? And it does affect guys' draft status. But thankfully, we feel like when you watch the tape, it's not the same as what he ran at the combine. That's a big difference, and that's important to us.
Mark, when you saw what the Vikings gave up for New England's 29th pick, did that kind of solidify things for you there?
Well, it all depends on how much you love the player and how much you feel like that's the one piece you need to do. And obviously Minnesota makes their trades. We made some big trades last year. I think, again, for us as an organization, it's got to be right for us. And so for me, watching the trades unfold last night, there was a lot of trades. There was a couple that were really undervalued, and most of them stayed right to the chart. And so if they were going to stay to the chart for us right now, it didn't make sense for us this year the way we were looking at the team. Because, again, we talked about how we feel like a lot of holes are filled in this organization right now, and that we want to be patient and kind of continue to add more pieces to it. But we're comfortable with the way the roster is starting to feel right now and excited that we still have a 3, 2 4s, a 5, and 2 6s to go from here.
Mark, did you attempt to try to make a move up in the draft yesterday at all, but just couldn't quite get the
no.
job?
No, we did not. We talked about it. That would be honest, but we did not.
Before you turned in the card, was there another player or another position that gave you pause before you made this decision?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. You know, Tom, the way we do it is we always have 5 or 6 players up on the board. We actually have 6 every time. So there's a player underneath them, but we knew who we wanted to take, if that makes sense.
Mark, with Wright, with Revis, and now with Banks, is there still a role for Rondae Barber?
Well, you know what? When we reach out, when Rondae reaches out and we actually have a conversation, we'll talk through that. But, you know, we're still here, and we'll talk to Rondae, I'm sure, soon. But we'll give him his time, let him look at what's been done, and then obviously – be more than willing to talk to him and hope he makes a buck decision.
There were other start right at the top of the depth chart, at least at one of the corner spots for you?
Well, as we do everything here, Roy, you know, it's going to be competition. So they'll come in as rookies and they'll fight their way in and see where they end up. That's the way we do it.
There were some other, you know, highly ranked corners out there when you made this pick. But obviously you liked this guy and zeroed in on him. How much of that was because of and this is for either of you, how much of that was because of the fit, maybe, the type of style he plays, and you know, that aspect of it being maybe the right player for you? Is that a factor at all?
You know. Well, no, again, I think you step back and you look at the big picture. Some of these players, we have letter grades assigned to medical. We have letter grades assigned to football character, to their personal character. And Jonathan Banks has fantastic letters at all three of those areas, and that's really important to us as an organization. Then you take in the fact of what he did at Mississippi State, being the Jim Thorpe Award winner. Then you look at the tape and the hands and the ball skill, and then you look at the length. And so, yeah, there's a lot of good corners. We talked about this even the other day, that when I said that there's a lot of quality players at this position. A lot. So, you know, honesty is the best policy, and that's how we felt with this thing, and that's who Jonathan Banks is. And I'm excited for you all to meet him and get to know him. I'm excited for him to play football for the Buccaneers, because I do think you're going to love him on and off the football field, but more on.
A couple more, please.
is for a team to have a Jim Thorpe Award winner and him not even be the first corner taken off his own team, the Slay going ahead.
You know, they're good, both good corners. You know, everybody looks at everything differently. But we know that he was, again, like Coach said, he was the captain of that team. He was the engine of it. And we spent a lot of time researching that and making sure where we felt like, what can he bring to the football team? And he has the fortunate to be able to learn under two professionals, and Eric Wright and certainly Darrell Rivas, how to approach the game the right way. And we're really excited to pair him up with Darrell and our football team and the rest of our locker room with the guys that we're growing and how we're developing the players right now in Tampa.
How far back did you guys see him and say, that guy right there, stay on him, and you could be the guy? How far back did that happen?
When the board started to unfold?
No, I mean, I'm talking about
how long ago?
Brian Hudspeth, the area scout, obviously. Eric Stokes and Dennis Hickey both went into the school, so we had over three scouts actually make a school visit, I think four. You know, but again, we had good spring braids coming out. And then every time a scout went into that organization, they came out and said, this is a great guy and a great player. And so every time he just checked the box, and every one of our guys signed off. And you know, generally our draft room is pretty quiet and somber, but you know, because we're trying to do business. But when we took Jonathan Banks, because sometimes we don't let them know exactly who we're going to pick at the last second just to keep the intrigue, because I like to test and see who they would take, quite frankly. But it erupted, and it hasn't been a while since our draft rooms erupted like that. So that's what we're excited about.
Can you share what his reaction is when you called him? Because he had mentioned to us he was concerned or noticed when you took Rivas and thought, oh, maybe I might not be able to be a Buccaneer. Can you share what he said, the reaction when you guys talked to him?
He was thrilled. I mean, he's one of us, guys. I can't say it any better than that. This guy is going to fit right into our football team. Skill set, personality, character, and he was thrilled. And his words were, I can't wait to get there. I said, we can't wait to have you here. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.